Hello and welcome back to Choose to Code. In this module, you will learn how to publish a website to Microsoft Azure. We will start by creating a web app on Azure to host your website for all the world to see. Then, we will set up a place for your source code and watch as Azure publishes your code to your website. So let's go ahead and let's get started. The first thing I'm going to do is log in to my Azure account that we created in the previous lesson. I'm going to go ahead and open up my browser, and I'm going to head over to portal.azure.com. Okay, in this case, it automatically signed in. If not, what will happen is it will prompt you to log in using the username and password for the account that you set up previously. Once I'm there, what we want to do is we want to start out by creating a place to put your new website. At this point, you need to have an active Azure subscription set up, and your machine should already have VS Code and Git installed. If you have not already set up Visual Studio Code or Git, please refer to the earlier videos in which we provide step-by-step instructions on installing both. So what we want to do is let's get started by creating that web app. So let's go ahead and click New in the upper left-hand corner. And then we want to click on Web and Mobile. And then from there, we want to choose Web App. Next, in the Web App blade that comes up, we will need to enter in some details about the website we want to create. First, we're going to need a name for your website. The name you enter will end in azurewebsites.net automatically, but the name that you enter needs to be globally unique. That means that no one else on the Azure system has used it. So in this case, I'm going to use Choose to Code Web Demo. And then if it's unique and it works, you'll see a little check mark right there. So that's good. So if I were just to say, do Choose to Code, see the exclamation mark shows that it's not available. So again, I'll do Choose to Code Web Demo. .azurewebsites.net. Next, you will choose a subscription to be used for your Azure web app. In this case, it says Azure Pass, and yours should say the same thing, so we're going to go ahead and leave that be. The next thing we want to do is resource group. So right now, it has the default resource group. Again, we'll leave that to the setting that's there. We don't have to change that. And then at the bottom here, we have the app service plan. So the app service plan allows you to change what region or what part of the world your app is hosted and the pricing tier for your website. You can change this if you want, but it's really not necessary, and we're going to leave that for now. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll hit create. Okay, so once we do that, it immediately submits your app for deployment. And this usually takes anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes. So let's go ahead and wait for this to get done. And we'll know it's done by, we'll get a little notification up here in this right-hand area or the top right-hand area in the form of an automated notification. So let's wait for this to happen. So there we go. The deployment succeeded. And as you see here, it automatically brought me to the Choose to Code Web Demo blade, which has all the settings and everything for the web app. Another way you can get here is if I actually click on the Microsoft Azure logo up here, is it sets up a tile for you right on the front. So when you come back here, you could just click here to get to the same management blade. Or from the main homepage again, you could just click on All Resources. And then you'll see the Choose to Code Web Demo or whatever you named yours. And the one with the little, looks like a little globe here that says Web App when you hover over it, you can just click on that. Okay, so let me actually close this. And I'm going to go to it right from this tile right there. Once you are on the Web App Management blade, you can click the link to go to your website or navigate to it by typing in the URL into a browser. So in this case, you see here's the URL to our website right here. I can just click it. It opens up a new tab, and it brings me to my website. So since you have not created any content yet, you should see a page that shows your web app was successfully created. Now, there are a number of tools that you can use to start publishing content to your new web app. We're going to use a modern tool that uses version control as well. So let's get started publishing your first web page. So I'm going to go back to the Azure portal. And now that we have the web app created for your content, we need to set you up with a way to publish the code from your machine up to the web app. To do this, we're going to take advantage of a version control system built into Azure called Git. It is important to keep track of the changes you are making as work is done on your projects. Version control systems, such as Git, keep track of those changes and allow you to experiment with your code without losing track of past work. You can always undo work if you need to and go back to previous versions of your code. This course won't cover version control, but we will use it in order to move code from your machine up to your Azure web app. So in the portal, let's take a look at the web app blade for your website, which we're already on. And once we have the web app management blade up, let's go ahead and click on All Settings, which in this case, it's actually already opened up, but let me actually close the Settings tab. So if it's closed, you'll just click on this All Settings. And then in All Settings, you'll find a section here called Publishing. So if I just scroll down just a little bit, you'll see right here Publishing, and you want to click on Continuous Deployment. So go ahead and click on Continuous Deployment. Okay, so in the blade that comes up, let's go ahead and click on Choose Source. And we have a bunch of different options here, okay? What we want to choose is this one right here, Local Git Repository. So I'll go ahead and click on this. Okay, once you choose that, you're going to see a new option pop up here, a new button. It'll say Set Up Connection. So let's click this option because we need to set up the basic authentication or security for deploying your code up to Azure. This will involve us choosing a username and a password. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that, and I'll choose the deployment username, and I'll just type in Joe Student CTC for choose to code, and I'll type in a password. Okay, it's important to remember this password or write it down somewhere because we will need to enter this password later on. The username, not so much. It'll automatically be included in the settings that we're going to copy later, but make sure you remember that password. Okay, so once I've entered the deployment username, the password, and confirmed the password, let's go ahead and click OK. And then you'll see everything set up here now. So I'm going to hit OK one more time. And now what it's doing is it's setting up continuous deployment. Again, this may take anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes, but Azure will notify you once it is complete. So we're going to give this a few minutes, and let's let it set up the continuous deployment. And there we go. So it successfully set up continuous deployment. So that's great. So I can go ahead and let me close these blades out. And now you'll see some new settings here. You'll now see here your Git clone URL, and you're going to see a Git deployment username. So this is going to, specifically this Git clone URL is going to come in handy in just a few minutes. So now that you have Azure set up for your source code, it's time to get some code in there and to get that code published. So in order to do this, we need to connect your code on your local machine up to Azure. So now that we have your web app set up, we need to go ahead and configure your local computer, which is the machine you're working on, to connect to Azure and push your files up to your new Azure web app. This is done by setting up a local Git repository and using a series of commands. So the first thing we are going to need to do is configure Git and let it know that we have a working folder on my machine here and that I want to push up into Azure. So the first thing we do is let's open up our command prompt. So the way we do this, a couple different ways on your machine, you can just go right down here and you can type in command and you should see command prompt pop up, okay? Another way, and I'll click on it just to show you what it looks like. It should look just like this. It'll say command prompt in black and white lettering. And another way, too, is if you want, is you hit the Windows R button together. So Windows and R, a little run dialog comes up. You can just type in CMD and hit enter. And there you go. You get the command prompt dialog as well. And so this is what we're going to use. Now that we have the command prompt open, we're going to run through some Git commands. Again, we installed Git in a previous lesson, so if these commands do not work for you, make sure to go back and watch those older lessons to make sure you installed Git correctly. The first set of Git commands we're going to do is we're going to configure it and tell it a username and email so that it knows who I am when I'm committing and pushing files to my repository and up to Azure. So I'm going to enter the first command, which is git space config dash dash global space user dot name, and then in quotes put your name. In this case, I'm going to put Joe Student. So what we're doing here is we just told Git my name is Joe Student, and now we're going to do git space config dash dash global space user dot email, and I'm going to put my email address. So I'm going to put joe.a.student@outlook.com. Okay, and again, so now Git knows that when I do any commands on this computer, that when I commit and when I push files, it's going to be from Joe Student, whose email address is joe.a.student@outlook.com. So now my Git is configured. Now let's set up a local Git repository on my machine to push the files up to Azure now that we have the basic configuration done. So first thing we need to do is we need to go to the location where we're storing the files for the project we've been working on. So if you remember in previous videos, I created a choose to code folder in my documents folder. So we need the path to that folder, and we need to do all the rest of the commands from within that path. So I simply go here to my file explorer, and if I go to my documents, and I go here, here's my choose to code folder with all my files. A simple trick is, if I click up here in the address bar path, you'll see it switches over and it gives me the full path. Those are the actual folders on the computer. So it's the C drive, the users folder, the student folder, the documents folder, and then there's my choose to code folder. So we need to navigate. We need to navigate to this folder from within the command prompt. Easiest way to do that is, again, I clicked inside here, and I'm going to right-click and choose to copy that path. And if I go here, I'm going to type in CD space, and on my computer, I just right-click, and it automatically pastes in that path. And so CD stands for change directory. So I'm telling the command prompt, change directory to C drive users student documents choose to code. And when I hit enter, there we go. You could see now I'm inside of that folder. So we're going to execute all our Git commands from within inside that folder. So the next step is we want to create the local Git repository as we talked about earlier. So it's a real simple series of commands. So the first thing we want to do is we want to type in git space init. So you'll see here it just initializes an empty Git repository in that folder that we're in. The next thing we want to do is we want to add all our files that we have in this folder to that repository. So I'm going to type in git add period. Okay, and this is basically telling git add, and the period just adds everything. So when I do that, it did give you some feedback here just on some line endings. You could ignore these messages if you get them about the warning LF will be replaced by CRLF. That just has something to do with line endings, and you may get that depending on which code editor or how your machine is set up. But those it's not an error, it's just a warning. So this message is okay. So we've done git init, git add. And again, you might just, when you do git add, get no response, which is fine. Now, the next thing we want to do is we want to commit those files to our repository and describe what those files are. So we do this with the command git commit minus m, and then we're going to put in initial commit. So every time you commit a series of files or changes, you want to put a comment in. So this might say, you know, added an image, added some styling, changed the color, just so that whoever, whatever programmer or developer or student is working on your same project, they will be able to see those comments on your commit so they know what you did when you pushed those files up. So I'm going to hit enter. And you'll see here it showed all the files. In this case, I have a bunch of images in the folder. We have my index.html, And then we have my app.css. So now the important part is we want to connect this local, meaning your machine, Git repository, up to the one we have in the cloud in Microsoft Azure. So this is done with a couple easy commands. So the first one is we want to go ahead and type is git remote add Azure minus F. And then what you'll do is if you go back to your Azure portal, you'll see this right here, this git clone URL. This is what we need. And the easiest way to copy it is you see there's a little like paper icon right here. Go ahead and click on it. It will automatically copy it for you. And then if you go back to your command prompt, I could paste it there. So what this is doing right now is this is telling Git, add the remote repository, and let's call it Azure. That's what we're naming it. And that's the URL at which that remote repository lives. So when I hit enter, it's adding and updating Azure. And it's asking you for your password. So you need to put in the password that you set up earlier on when we set up the credentials to connect the two. So I'm going to type in my password. Okay, so great. So it went through. If the password was incorrect, it will let you know. So now we've connected. So now we have the local Git repository, and then we have a remote one called Azure that we can push up to. So now we just have to tell Git, hey, go ahead and push my latest commit up to Azure. So how do we do this? Again, a very simple command. We type in git push Azure master. That's it. So git push Azure master. So this is saying git, go ahead and push to Azure the master branch, which is the main set of files. We only have one branch. And I hit enter. Again, should ask me for my password, which it does. And so there we go. So it accepted the password, so it's counting the objects. You'll see some feedback come up on the screen, so let it do its thing. This should happen relatively quickly for you. Okay, so there we go. And so now we see finished successfully, deployment successful. Awesome. So let's go back to our Azure portal. And if I go back to my all settings button right here, and I go back to, we'll give it a second to load here. If I go back to continuous deployment, you'll see there's our initial commit. This is the user that committed it. Or if I click on it, I'm sorry. So it shows that Joe Student, who is the author, went ahead and committed these files up to my Azure website. So if I close this blade here and I close this guy, and let's go back to our URL, which I had in another tab, and I refresh it. There we go. There's our webpage we've been working on. So any changes we do now in further lessons, we're going to walk you through that after we update the website, how to use those same commands to now push your changes, well, first to commit the changes to your local Git repository and then push them up to your Azure website, and we can keep track of every one of those changes. So today you have learned how to create your local Git repository, configure it, and then push your files up to Azure using continuous deployment. Hope you enjoyed. Thank you.